Marty and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7 Triple M.
Bloody hell, we're into the fourth month and Paddy and Rob haven't broken anything, stuffed up anything, and the studio is still in working condition. But they do have issues, sometimes.
Top quality entertainment and service with a smile, the white... Arimba RSL, top quality entertainment and service with a smile, with a right... With a... Arimba RSL, top quality entertainment and service with a smile, with a wide range of function options, rooms, barefoot bowls and wakes. What the f***? And wakes.
Yeah, they do wakes. Oh, and barefoot bowls.
Catering for the dead since 2020.
Two.
And they love sport.
What's his name? Zion. I'm trying to pronounce his name. Yes. Sorry about the delay.
That's okay. No.
Zion Sofoglu.
Correct pronunciation,
thank
Robert.
You.
Right on the money.
The son of Turkish motorcycle riker.
I like the motorcycle rikers. They're bloody good.
One of their favourite guests was Channel 9's investigative reporter, Liz Hayes.
Did you ever cover the story of Rob Palmer winning Dancing with the Stars 2010?
No, I don't know how I missed that.
That was on another network at the time.
It was a big moment, Liz. It was a big moment.
You know, in fact, that would have been snatched from my cold, dead hand, that story.
Yeah,
that would have been great.
Sure you don't recollect it now?
It's still bothering me I missed it.
That bloody Mike Munro covers it. All that Ray Martin would have got it. Damn them.
He would have.
How dare they, Liz?
Local UFC champ Jamie Malarkey challenged someone.
There's this lad that thinks he can't get knocked out because of where he's from. Oh. Yeah. Paddy, get in the cage with me and I'll put that siasa gin to the test, son.
Paddy. Now, listen.
Are you going to get in the cage with him?
Listen, Jamie. It's an absolute no.
The no
right?
From Paddy.
Absolute no.
In fact, all three judges said no, don't do it.
If you're flying away this Easter break, make sure you keep to the luggage weight limit.
But the same as when you go on a plane and you go over on your luggage, say by 1 or 2 kilos.
Oh, and they hit you like there's no tomorrow.
And then Fatty Boombars.
But hang on a second.
Sitting beside you.
He ate my luggage.
And be careful if fishing is on the cards over the long weekend.
The stink gets me.
All that sort of stuff.
You bait your hook and then all of a sudden your hands are useless.
I take a lemon with me if I ever go fishing because, you know, like they serve at a restaurant when you have crack open your prawns or whatever.
Yeah.
They give you lemon to take away
all
the smell.
All that does is mask it.
Well, I take that normally when I go fishing.
Yeah.
A lot of hand wipes.
And you accidentally chew a nail. Oh, damn it.
At least over the extended break, the weather will be much cooler.
You sweated like horrible. A big... Same with me.
3 shirts on Sunday.
God, I sweat.
One after mowing the lawn, one after building something with my little 8-year-old.
I was dripping with sweat. I said to my wife, I said, give us a kiss, baby. She said, honey, there's sweat dripping from your nose. No.
Wouldn't you have been the most attractive partner on the Central Coast?
I just didn't do it for. I don't know why.
Jeff is seriously worried that Paddy's going to invite him round for a lamb roast.
That's pretty basic, yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
He put it in a swimming pool of liquid at 100 degrees for 4 hours.
You should have seen it when I pulled it out, Jeff. That it was like a tsunami of beef liquid and tomato. It came out onto the oven door, all over the floor. The whole thing, the whole night, just smelled of tomato.
And to finish this week's rewind, the fluffy animal story always completes the news bulletin.
I'm just laughing looking at the picture. A railway worker has had to intervene to help out a poor raccoon that was found himself in a compromising position with his testicles stuck to a frozen railway line. Have a little look at that picture. The raccoon is straddling the railway line and can't get away.
But I thought your testes were very warm. So how, unless he did a piddle.
Anyway, so it's because, it's got a happy ending, some helpful workers.
That's not the right choice of words in this story.
And what was that happy ending?
How'd they set him free? His gonads are stuck to the truck.
I'll tell you.
Oh, right, okay.
Neil Mullis ended up coming to the rescue.
Yeah, what did Neil
by
do?
By pouring some warm water across his bottom to unfreeze his knackers and allow him to make an escape. And then there's a photo of the track after the thing's been removed and with a lot of hair.
Oh, no.
Still stuck.
That raccoon's got a manscape. I tell you what.
And that was Paddy and Rob Palmer's Weekly Rewind on 107.7. 107.7 Triple M. If you want to hear more from the boys, search Paddy and Rob Palmer on the free listener app. That's LISTNR.